If you were unable to join us or one of the other churches for Ash Wednesday Masses, this is really your first entrance into Lent. You're 5 days late, by the way, okay? Time to catch up. And so we find ourselves on this first Sunday of Lent really kind of being thrown into the desert. Thrown into the desert with our Lord. You know, these 40 days, these 40 nights, that's what this season is about. Where he enters into this time of temptation. And where Satan himself is trying to draw away, if you are the Son of God. He says this because right before this, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. He was baptized in the Jordan, and the Spirit appeared, the dove appeared, and says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And so then the question is, well, if you are the Son of God. And so these temptations come forth from that. But the problem is that we, even though we stand with Christ in this season, we find ourselves having difficulties with the temptations. We may not even relate as much with them. Because whether the first reading we have, you know, the famous temptation of Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, or whether Christ's temptations himself, we find ourselves saying, "Not I." You know, I wouldn't have that problem. We hear Adam and Eve's story so often, so many times, we would say, "If it was me, I would never have done that." Right? We had all the fruits, all the veggies, everything I could have ever wanted in the Garden of Eden. I would have done better than Adam and Eve. I would have never chosen to eat that fruit. What fools they were. How could they have possibly be tempted? How many times has God laid out the exact plan for us to get to heaven? And he looks at us and just says, "Why? Why do you choose what you do?" You know, I think of, you know, so many times this idea of temptation. I told our school kids this week, you know, my first true idea and understanding of temptation, it comes from cartoons, right? You know, those were easy. That made sense to me. Because you knew what temptation was happening in cartoons because you immediately had the angel on one shoulder and the little devil on the other shoulder. You knew they were going through something then, right? They had that moment where they had to choose. Do you listen to the bad one or to the good one? But as I've gotten older, I realize that it's not always the angel and the devil. I think really it's just Jesus Christ's invitation, and then it's just me. I'm my own worst enemy. I make my own choices. And I choose poorly all the time. We have the temptations of Christ and we think, you know, I don't have to go through that. Now, we don't find ourselves so tempted with hunger that we would say, "Lord, if only you could, you know, turn these stones into bread so that we could eat." But we live in a world where we have, you know, so much food at our fingertips where we're almost always satisfied. We're oversatisfied. And we find ourselves snacking not out of hunger but because of boredom how many times. When we live in a world where we have terms for when we overeat at a barbecue, you can suffer through something called the meat sweats, right? And they're glorious. Sorry, Lord. Some of my best days suffering the meat sweats, right? And that's the world we live in. That's the temptations we face. But we overdo it. We don't find ourselves suffering from so much want. And we don't find ourselves saying, you know, looking over the glories of this earth and saying, "I want that power. I want that glory. I want that majesty." Yet how often do we find ourselves looking at social media, looking over the internet, scrolling through, just simply judging others? "Look at them. At least I'm better than her. At least my family's better than them. At least we're doing better than them." We find ourselves lording it over and judging them day after day. That's the temptation. How many times do we find ourselves fighting the temptation of the darker side of the internet? The evils of sexuality that are out there. That's why the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, even our own bishop, stresses that this Sunday should be Safe Haven Sunday.
to remind ourselves that so many times we don't even see the evil in it, because the world says it's fine. You know, the selfish sin isn't a sin that hurts anybody, so why fight against it? It's not even really a temptation, it's just a selfish pleasure. Now, Safe Haven Sunday is a reminder that the church has resources, has availability of access to be able to help you fight against it, to see how it breaks down families, how it breaks into the humanity, and it is evil. It is Satan winning. It is eating that forbidden fruit. And we are making those choices. Brothers and sisters, the temptations are always there for us. They are just in many different variations. But we continue to choose each and every day, or we don't. Sometimes we don't even recognize it. We don't even know how poorly we're choosing. We stand with the Lord in the desert today and we say, Lord, it begins with just knowing and identifying the very battle that I am in. To say, am I even standing in the light, or am I standing in the midst of the darkness and don't even see it? It is because of your baptism that you had to fight this. It's because of our baptism that we are able to fight it. You showed us in the gospel that you were able to overcome the temptation. And you give us hope. You show us that it is possible. You simply say, get away, Satan. And it gives us the power to do the same. By our baptism, the reason that we are here is because we are your disciples. That we truly say, we fight. We don't compromise. We don't give in. We recognize the evils in our life and we say, Lord, we will be better. We will struggle. We will persevere. We will never be satisfied. Help us to move from the darkness to walk in the light. Help us to live worthy of our baptism and to follow you, Lord. Help us to say, get away, Satan. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.